The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You better give it up to I. bottom. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom? I don't want no. I want equal rights. Just
getting somewhere. Yeah, who are the criminals? Everybody is talking about crime, but who are the criminals? Peter Tosh, a great song on a Wednesday morning. Welcome back. I'm Stu Daniels. You're listening to the Stu Daniels Show on your local Civic Media radio station. Give us a call. 715-388-7155 is the phone number if you want to chime in on anything we've been discussing today. And we've been discussing quite a few things. Early in the show, I mentioned that today is my first day doing my new show. And thanks to Mike Crute for filling in for me on Monday and Tuesday. But the reason I wasn't here is because I was at a concert. If I'm not here, then I'm usually at a concert. But that's where I was. And it was... a show by Dead & Company, which is the most recent incarnation of the Grateful Dead. And if there's one band that's more associated with psychedelics than any other band, it's the Grateful Dead. It's part of their history. It's how they got started almost. They used to play at... these huge parties called acid tests back in the day when LSD was still legal. And then after that started happening, of course, it became illegal. But that didn't stop people from doing psychoactive substances, psychedelics, LSD and psilocybin mushrooms, MDMA, also known as ecstasy, those kinds of things. And for decades, those were recreational drugs. When MDMA first came around, I guess that was probably the early 80s, it was used often, especially in California, in couples therapy, because one of the effects of that drug is a lot of positive feelings, no matter what the situation. So if a couple was having a problem, if they were having marital issues and just weren't seeing eye to eye, and they went in for couples therapy, the therapist, at least in California at the time, this is in the 1980s, would prescribe MDMA. And when the couple took the drug, they would only see the positive things in their spouse. They would remember why they married that person in the first place and why they fell in love with them. And it really did help a lot of people. But of course, it was also used illicitly, in fact, by many people who followed the Grateful Dead and other people as well. But even to this day, it's a popular drug in the counterculture, in the underground, people that go to concerts, festivals, that kind of thing. But all of these substances do have medical benefits as well. And it looks like we're finally getting to a place where we can use some of these substances for their best benefits rather than something you would take to go to a concert with and just have fun. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because there's an article in the New York Times with a headline that says, "What does good psychedelic therapy look like?" This was originally posted on Saturday, and then updated on Monday. This is by Dana G. Smith. And she is talking about what it's like now to go to a therapist and get prescribed these drugs and use them in a clinical situation. And one of the most important things you can do, and this is, by the way, these drugs are only available legally, I believe, in two states right now. Is it Oregon and Colorado, I think? Anyway, it may say in this story. So we, oh yeah, here it is. It says, in 2020 and 2022, residents of Oregon and Colorado voted to legalize the use of psilocybin, the psychoactive ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, and the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve it and MDMA, also known as ecstasy, to treat depression and post-traumatic stress disorder by 2024. So she says that psychedelic therapy is on its way to becoming a mainstream medical treatment in mental health care. How do you feel about that? You think it's safe? You think it's something that should be done? You think that it should be legal for these situations, you know, with a therapist? Should it be legal in all states? What about Wisconsin? How would you feel if people could go to a therapist and be prescribed psilocybin mushrooms or MDMA to treat their depression or post-traumatic stress disorder? And it says here that 20 years of research has standardized the dosage of the drugs used in clinical trials, but the therapy part has not received similar scrutiny. Instead, therapists' work is often based on tradition rather than empirical evidence, said Dr. Charles Raison, the director of clinical and translational research at the USONA Institute in Wisconsin and a professor of psychiatry at the University of Wisconsin. So one of the most important things when you're in one of these two states so far where this is legal is choosing your therapist. In most of the country, the only way to legally try psychedelic therapy using psilocybin or MDMA is to enroll in a clinical trial. The practitioner you work with should be a mental health professional, ideally specializing in your condition and certified in psychedelic therapy, for which there are now several training programs. Amy Lerner, the clinical director of the Center for Psychedelic Psychotherapy and Trauma Research at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, recommended that people assess a potential psychedelic therapist as they would any other mental health provider. Ask about the person's training, professional certifications, and expertise. Underground options have also existed for decades, some administered by professional therapists, others by amateurs. Experts advise against using such providers because there is even less oversight. Vetting the practitioner is doubly important if you are seeking psychedelic therapy outside a clinical trial. In any setting, it is crucial that you feel safe and comfortable with the therapist, which is one reason that preparatory sessions are so important for developing trust and rapport. Before you take the drug, the clinician should meet with you for several hours over a few days to explain what the treatment will entail, especially regarding the drug's physical and psychological effects. The therapist should ask about your history and symptoms, as well as your goals and intentions for the treatment. The therapist might advise you to adopt a certain frame of mind during the session, or teach you breathing or meditation techniques to use if you are faced with an uncomfortable emotion or physical sensation while on the drug. How do you feel about that? You think that is something that Wisconsin should consider? Making legal the drugs, these psychoactive drugs, psychedelic drugs give us a call. Let us know your opinion. 715-388-7155. We'll be back in a minute.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A beautiful day today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 52 tomorrow, almost exactly like today with a high of 78 on Friday. Scattered late day thunderstorms with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. A man arrived from
Welcome back, everybody. got 8:51 right now. This is the final segment of the show already. Stu Daniels Show, thank you for tuning in. I'm having a great time today, playing a lot of great music and talking about some interesting stuff. Hope you find it's interesting. And for this final segment, I wanted to talk about South Park. Do you watch South Park? Well, you know, that show started in August of 1997. So, you know, how long is that? Over 20, 25 years or so. But anyway, I didn't catch up with it. I didn't even know about it that much. I had friends that I worked with that talked about it, but I didn't really get into it until the pandemic hit. And then, you know, we were all stuck at home. So what are you going to do? It's like, well, I'll turn on the TV and see what's going on. And I'm not the kind of person that sits down and watches TV shows too much. I might have the TV on for news or whatever. South Park kind of reeled me in. I'd never seen anything like it, even though by the time I discovered it, it was, you know, over 20 years old. But anyway, and since then, I kind of been hooked. It's pretty irreverent. It's some great humor. And nobody is immune from being attacked on that show. That's for sure. They often say bad things about hippies, for instance, and as well as every other group you can possibly imagine. But in that show, there was an episode about a restaurant in Colorado where the show is based. And in the episode, there was a restaurant called the Casa Bonita. And it's a real place. I mean, it was a real place in Colorado where many, many people went and took their kids because it was a crazy Mexican restaurant with several different rooms, some of them, or all of them, I guess, with different themes. And they even had a big pool of water. It was kind of like a cave or something with cliff divers jumping into the water, etc. Well, the place was supposed to be pretty bad as far as food went. And it was just kind of place you took your kids to let them have some fun. But eventually it went under mainly because of the pandemic. Well, believe it or not, those guys who are the creators of South Park bought the place and sunk millions of dollars into it. They call it infinity dollars to bring it back. And now it's supposed to be better than ever, and it's supposed to have really good food too. If you have any comments on this, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And this story from the New York Times has a headline that says, "The Refries That Bind, A Cavernous Cantina Returns, Cliff Divers and All." The subheadline says, "With infinity dollars," in quotation marks, "poured in by the creators of South Park, a fabled Colorado restaurant reopens with the same 1970s vibe and drastically improved food." And it says here, Colorado's defining features include glorious mountain peaks, vivid seasonal colors, skiing, and a widespread compulsion to exercise and eat well. But for generations of Colorado children, arguably the most commonly shared experience involved Casa Bonita, a vast, filthy, poorly lit underground restaurant with food that many diners deemed barely edible. Casa Bonita, sprawling over 52,000 square feet in Lakewood, a Denver suburb, served steamed refried beans, tacos, and enchiladas to thousands of people a day, buffet style. The dinner entertainment was a child's fever dream. Waterfalls, cliff divers, Black Bart's cave, faux gold and silver mines, puppet shows, and a person in a gorilla costume chased by a sheriff who sometimes joined in the cliff diving. Casa Bonita's curious childhood grip was chronicled in an episode of South Park. And after that episode ran, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the show's creators, were regularly asked whether such a place actually existed. "Oh, that's a place," Mr. Parker would respond. He said recently, "It's crazy. It's weird." Like so many Colorado children, Mr. Parker had held his birthday parties there. Then, in 2020, Casa Bonita went bankrupt, hit by the pandemic slump. The place was already in disrepair, crumbling from deferred maintenance, rife with electrical hazards, the ventilation systems coated with grease, and the carpet encrusted into something like concrete. The jokes about the food had earned it the nickname Casa Noita. Still, its passing was mourned. But in the coming weeks, the enormous casita will reopen with new owners, Mr. Parker and Mr. Stone, the creators of South Park, both native Coloradans who have spent upward of $40 million to tear it down, rebuild it, and they joke to keep everything the same, except now sanitary. Quote, "It doesn't stink like chlorine anymore," Mr. Stone said in an interview in late May during the final frantic stretch to reopen. "We could have rebuilt this twice as big for half as much money, but we spent so much restoring it like a piece of art. And the food is excellent." So if you're ever in Denver, you might want to check it out, especially if you're a South Park fan. I know if I ever get out there, I'll check it out. Anyway, something a little lighthearted to end the show with today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Man, I had a great time. Gonna be back tomorrow, same time, 8 to 10. So tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned to your local civic media radio station. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.